guys, welcome back to Health Talk. My name is Morgan, your host, and I am ready to be back for another week talking about a new topic today. And I kind of debated different topics for this week and where I wanted to go with the episode, and I went back and forth pretty much all week. I post episodes on Tuesdays, and it took me essentially from last Tuesday till today, which is Monday, to figure out exactly what it was that I wanted to talk about. And I'm going to give you 4 tips that I have for being healthy when you're super busy. Because I know that a lot of us have gone from this mode of kind of just hanging out a lot of the times. We're working from home, maybe we still are, but even if you're not, and you're just getting really busy and you're trying to figure out, again, how to stay healthy while you have so much going on. And it may have felt a little bit easier to be healthy when you were in quarantine. Maybe not. I don't know. It can go either way, really, with this. When you're sitting around all day in the house and you have the option to eat all the time, it can be hard not to. And then vice versa, you also have the time to put in the dedication to really focus on your diet and your exercise routine. So it's kind of 50-50 on which way it went for you, but if you're listening to this episode, regardless, I'm assuming that you are a busy person and you're trying to figure out how to be healthy when you're busy, and it can be a really difficult thing to do. We all live very busy lives. I know a lot of people have a lot going on, so excuse me. So I just want to talk more about what I do that helps me stay healthier and to just keep a balanced life. And I want to start by saying the key there is that it's balance. You're not going to be perfect 100% of the time, and that is totally fine. In fact, I would be worried if you were perfect 100% of the time. It's not, I don't want to say it's not normal, but it's not healthy to feel like every single meal you have has to be this perfect, healthy, nourishing meal. That you can never have days where you just need to get things on the go, or you want chocolate chip cookies that day and you can't eat them. And that's absolutely not what I preach. I preach balance. I think that you should listen to your body. And I think that if you want the chocolate chip cookie, you should eat it. And if you need to grab something on the go that day, then that's just the reality of your day. And that's how it is. So I just want to start by saying that, because yes, there are ways that you can set yourself up for success to be healthy a majority of the time, or to find a better balance with your diet and your exercise routine, but it doesn't need to be 100% of the time that you're doing everything perfectly. I know that is certainly not how I operate, and I wouldn't expect it to be how anybody else does too. So anyways, getting into today's topic, my first tip for being healthy when you're super busy is to plan. And I know that this sounds like a pretty straightforward solution, just to think about your week and plan for it as much as possible. For example, some days throughout the week, I teach classes pretty early in the morning. So I'll be there from starting at like 6 a.m. And then I have a little bit of a break, and I'll be there again until about 1 p.m. So I'll typically be working anywhere from 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. some days. And obviously, during that time, I need to eat. It's very difficult not to. That's my schedule, though. Each time during the week, that doesn't change for me. So I need to find places or have a plan for eating. Typically, I will bring a lunchbox along with me, and I'll put whatever it is that I want for. Usually it's breakfast that I'll eat in between my little break in the day. I'll have some breakfast and then I'll eat lunch when I get home around 1 o'clock. So I have my breakfast in there. I have my coffee all good to go. And that really helps me, especially because there is a Starbucks right across the street from where I work. So it makes it a lot easier to not want to go to Starbucks, even though I do a lot. So I'm not going to even lie to you and say that I don't, but it makes it so I have more of a plan. So I already have my own avocado toast or my own whole grain bagel or whatever it is that I have in there. I already have that for breakfast. that's nice because it helps you save money and it keeps you on track for whatever it is you want to achieve. So that is typically what I'll do, and that's just one example of the day. But having that planned out makes a big difference for me. It makes me feel like my day is structured, like I'm staying on track, I'm saving money, and I'm achieving my goals. So you can do that. Also, the same thing applies if you just have a 9-to-5 job, or if you're at home most of your day working from home. Just having a plan is really helpful. I'm not saying you write out, okay, I need to eat at 12 p.m. this time of day or this day or whatever. You don't have to plan out exactly when your meals are. If you're hungry, eat. But it's about having things available to you when you're hungry so that you can stay on track with them. Just having things in the fridge, if you're working from home, for example, that are a healthy snack that you can grab quickly. Maybe you have like veggies and hummus. Having your veggies already chopped up can sometimes be the difference between whether or not you're going to snack on those or if you're going to reach for chips instead because it's easier. So that is my advice to you, is if you're hungry, you need to eat. Just have a plan for what's going to be around at that time, where you could get food if you needed to eat out, and just make the best decisions that you can. And that is transitioning into my next tip, which is make smart decisions. We all have those days where we can't quite pack our lunch that day. Maybe we woke up too late and it's just not happening for us, or something came up and it's just not an option. And that is fine. It happens. That is life. No worries there. But when you're in that scenario, it's important just to make the best decision that you can. Let's say you're looking at two different options across the street if you need to grab something quick and on the go. And there's a McDonald's and there's a Panera across the street. We'll just go with those two. Not to say you can't make... Well, I guess I'll tread lightly here. Not to say you can't make a good decision at either of them, but it's going to be easier for you to make a healthier decision probably at Panera than it is at McDonald's, right? So going to Panera, you can get yourself a salad with healthy fats and protein and maybe some like balsamic dressing on the side. I know they have olive oil as well. So you can do all of those things. They have a lot of like veggie soups. They have, I love their summer corn chowder soup, which is a total side note. I'm really not sure if that's healthy for you or not, but they have options. They have apples instead of getting chips on the side. And at McDonald's, in complete transparency, I haven't been there in probably about 3 years, so I don't know too much about what their menu offers these days, but you may find it more difficult to find a choice that has more health benefits to it. Neither of these meals have to be picture perfect, healthy, nutritious, amazing meals. They just have to be the better choice. And that's often what it will come down to. If you have two different choices, making the better one a majority of the time. If you love McDonald's and that is your thing and you want to go to it every once in a while, that's fine. But it's just a majority of the time doing and making this the decisions that are best for your body that's going to get you farther along. And that goes along with planning as well. It is a smart decision to plan out your week, to kind of take a look at where you're going to be a majority of the time. I would say I guess I can't really say this because I don't know for sure, but a majority of us don't go into the week having absolutely no idea what the week looks like. We have a pretty solid understanding of what our schedule is going to be. Sure, things may come up, but planning around the times we do know what's going on will help us make smarter decisions in the long run. Another tip that I have is don't let yourself get too hungry. And this is kind of a pretty straightforward tip, but It's easy to do. When you let yourself get too hungry, you are just ready to eat any and everything in your path. And this happens to me a lot, especially after I'm done teaching or done like a training session, because I walk and I move so much when I am doing those things that I end up being so hungry afterwards. So like typically after a day of teaching like 3 or 4 classes, I'll have walked anywhere from 10 to like 15,000 steps depending on the day. And I may have mentioned that in another podcast. But then when I get home, I'm so hungry. I could literally eat like everything in sight. And so that is another good tip, is do not let yourself get too hungry, even if it's a matter of having like a bar or a piece of fruit or something in your bag so that you can eat it in between work or when you're on your way home or whatever, so that when you get home, you don't feel like you could eat literally everything in sight. It's hard to do, it's easy to do, but we can avoid that, and we can try to do that by making sure that we're nourishing our body properly throughout the day. Another thing is like when you go grocery shopping and you're super hungry when you're grocery shopping, it's really easy to buy a bunch of things that you probably wouldn't have if you were full. I know when I go to the grocery store and I've eaten a solid meal beforehand, nothing really even looks that good to me. Like, I'm not keen on buying anything. That goes for like healthy or non-healthy foods because I'm not hungry. So, you know, it may be easier for you to make those healthier decisions and those better decisions if you don't let yourself get too hungry, don't be starving when you go to the grocery store. Those are just some things that have helped me and that I notice make a big difference for me throughout the day. And then last but not least, my last tip for you is just to move when and however you can. You don't have to have this crazy, strenuous workout multiple days a week or every single day, but just move. Move your body when you can and how you can. This can be really simple. It can just be a matter of, if you work at an office, just getting up, taking some laps around the office throughout the day so that you get the blood flowing and you're not just sitting at your desk all day long. It can be a matter of going for a walk before work, maybe waking up 30 minutes earlier and walking a mile before work or walking after work. It doesn't matter what it is, just set some time aside throughout the day to move your body. And I do think that that really does go a long way. Steps add up throughout the day and throughout the weeks and the months and the years and whatever. Things add up and they do go a long way. So keep that in mind. I do think it's really important that you make an effort to find a form of exercise that you enjoy and make that a priority for you. But if you absolutely don't have any time and you really have tried and can't find any, then my advice to you is just move when you can and how you can, if you're having a really busy time right now. But I do think, I'm just not going to let this go, but I do think it is so important that you do find something that you like doing, maybe something that will introduce some strength training into your everyday routine. It doesn't need to be every single day of the week, but just a couple of times a week, even if it's 1 to 2 times a week to start with, to introduce some different forms of exercise into your weekly routine. I do think that's really important. Like I said, if you are so busy, you really can't find any time in the day to do so, then I understand that. Maybe it could be a matter of getting yourself a little set of dumbbells that you can use at home and just doing some things there. You can follow some YouTube videos. There's a whole bunch of cool tips and tricks out there on the internet, so you could always do that. You could always reach out to a fitness professional and see if they can help you learn more about the equipment. You could do YouTube videos and stuff without any equipment at all at home. And with that, you don't even have to travel to the gym or to a studio or whatever it is that you would typically do, you can just do it at home. And they can be as short as, like, I've seen 5 to 10 minute workouts, that it's better than nothing. You might as well get moving if you can. And I will have a hard time believing you if you say that you don't even have 5 to 10 minutes in the day to do something. It may be a matter of prioritizing it and making an effort to do it, but I think a lot of us spend at least 5 to 10 minutes each day scrolling through our phones, mindlessly checking our emails, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is. We all do it, and, you know, I'm not mad at you for doing that, because I do the same exact thing, so I can't really talk. But I do think it's important that we prioritize those things. So maybe Instagram or Pinterest or our emails wait a little longer until we get just a little sweat going and our blood pumping a little bit, because these things are important. I understand that we all do live very busy lives. We have a lot going on, and especially as we transition, I don't want to say as we transition from, like, a post-COVID world, because it's definitely still a thing, so I don't want to say that, but as things start to reopen and we start to find ourselves going back into a somewhat, not totally, but somewhat more normal routine, it's important that we do stay moving and we do focus on our diet, because these things are what's going to make us feel best. And let's be honest, when you're super busy and you have a ton going on, you want your body to move and to feel the best that it can. And in order to do that, you need to have healthy and nutritious meals, and you need to exercise your body. So it is going to be beneficial for you in the long run. It's going to be beneficial for not only your overall health and wellness, but to help you accomplish those day-to-day tasks that are important to you. So that kind of sums it up for what I have as far as my tips for being healthy when you are super busy and you have a lot going on. And that could just be something that's week to week. Maybe 1 week you have a super busy week and the next it's pretty low key. Or maybe you just have a constant, very busy life and you're trying to figure out how to balance it. Regardless, I hope that this episode was helpful for you to figure out what's going to work best for you, and I hope that these are some tips that you can apply to your everyday life. That is it for today's episode. You guys can feel free to follow me on Instagram at HealthTalkMorgan for some more health and fitness tips. I post recipes on there and workouts as well. And yeah, that is it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I will talk to you in the next episode.